And now it's time for Out and About with your host, Elaine LaRoche. And now, good morning, here's Elaine.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Mike. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. And on my board here this morning, we have Mike here, who always keeps me on track and on time and all those wonderful breaks. And we were just talking a little bit about what happened in Brussels over this past week. And I know family members were planning a trip to go to France and go to Brussels for 2 days. And actually, it's my sister and her husband. And I'm actually going to France in June myself, but I'm going to Provence. And she said to me yesterday, she said, are you still planning on going to Europe due to the recent bombings and the terrorists that are over there, the ISIS group that has been targeting European countries? And so I said to her, yeah, I'm still going. And if you want to jump on, Mike, that's fine. I don't think that I would ever let something like that affect the way that I would be traveling. I'd be more cautious. I'm not going to be stupid about it because I am going to a foreign country. But however, I mean, if I seen something suspicious or say Provence was a target, then I'd have to really think about it. But
well, we already have some gear for you to take with you. Bulletproof jacket and a helmet.
I wouldn't pass the metal detectors. But the question is, the bottom line is, would that stop you from going to another country knowing that there was all this chaos in the world? Would it stop you from living? I think that 9/11 happened, and it kind of focused everybody's thoughts on how we're living. I had a discussion with one of my coworkers yesterday. I said, you know, I never in my lifetime would have ever thought that I would actually see or experience something like 9/11, a terrorist on our, in our country. I just never thought that that would ever happen, because generally wars start overseas, you know, never in the U.S. No one would be so bold to have all these bombings and terrorist attacks on our soil, but yet here it is. I think that when you're traveling internationally or anywhere, just be aware of your surroundings and people, and don't be a target yourself. And before I go, I'm going to have some experts talking about, if you're going to be traveling out of country, what are some of the key tips that you should be aware of. I already know some of them, you know, and but I'll go into that another time. I think that what happened in Brussels was just a horrific, horrific thing that happened. And I was telling Mike before we went on, I was in Paris in late 80s, and I actually took a train from Paris to that train station. And the people in Brussels are just, like, phenomenal. They're wonderful people. Hmm. I mean, you hold a map, and people come up to you and say, can I help you, miss? You know, I mean, you go into any restaurant, and people are just so accommodating. I mean, it was just really a tragic thing that happened, and our hearts and prayers go out to everyone, and I hope they get the folks that did this terrible thing. And I hate to be so heavy on a weekend, but it's just what's happening in the news. And something else, I have to bring your attention to this. And this is yesterday afternoon. I'm a grandmother, as you all know. If you don't, well, I have wonderful grandchildren. And so because Easter's tomorrow, I wanted to go over and make sure that my granddaughters had their little Easter baskets and little bunnies and different things. And I always get them a book because it's educational and anything that I give my grandkids. But as I was getting out of my car to walk up to the door, two Attleboro police officers were knocking at my son's door. And I thought, my first reaction was, oh my God, what happened? But what happened was little Hazel left her car door open, the back seat. When she got out, she opened the door and left it open and didn't shut it. And the police rode by, they stopped, and they thought that my son's car was getting broken into or was broken into. And so when I approached them, I just said, oh, what's going on? Is everything okay? And one of the officers said, yeah. He said, we were just checking to make sure that the car wasn't broken into, because in Attleboro, folks pay attention, there's a lot of break-ins. house break-ins.
Really?
And cars are getting broken into. There's a they were telling me, I mean, this is like straight
this
news.
Looks like such
this
a safe area.
Yeah, let me finish. It's just really not as far as like what's going on in the last 2 weeks. There's been a rash of cars getting broken into and homes. And the reason for that is folks are breaking in to get electronics, money, jewelry and stuff to cash in. We have a huge drug problem in New England. And I will have someone on air that is very familiar with this problem in the next week or two to talk about it, because it really is very critical. And in, like I said, he said, right from the police, it's like the last 2 weeks, it's been a heavy, I mean, people are getting, their cars are broken into and home. So please, please, if you're out and about, you know, please be aware, lock your car doors. Don't put anything of value on your seats. You know, make sure that the house is locked up too. Just because people, you know, it's desperate times and desperate people do desperate things. So just be aware that that just happened yesterday. So I just wanted to give you the word out directly from the Attleboro Police Department. So that's your public service announcement for today.
All right.
All right. So anyway, our number here is 508-222-1320. Good morning. Happy Easter to all of you. I know in a few weeks we will wish everyone in the Jewish community a happy Passover. But for now, we have a few things going on for this weekend. I mean, there's not too much, but I mean, there's a plethora of things, obviously, but there's a few things worth mentioning. In the coming weeks, too, I'll have Joan Ritchie on. I did hear her interview with Dominic because there is going to be an international tasting in April. I went to that last year, and it was just really phenomenal. And I'll talk a little bit about that in my out-and-about activities in just a moment. But if you're out and about and played the lottery yesterday, we want to wish you good luck and hope you win. So the Mass Daily number is 2998. Rhode Island Daily number is 5749. Mass Cash, 7821-2429. Mega Millions, 4, 11, 12, 35, 46. Mega Ball is 12 and the Mega Plier is 2. I want to tell you about five movies that I can recommend. One is the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot by Tina Fey, and I actually did see her. I did see this movie, and I'll talk to you about that in just a second. I want to go through the others. The other one is John Goodman's 10 Cloverfield Lane, which looks like very suspenseful drama. Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice opens this weekend, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people running around doing that. I'll see that eventually, because I like Batman and I like Superman. I just can't believe that they're fighting each other, and I don't know why. But I'll find out, and I'll let you know why they're fighting against each other. Miracles from Heaven is a Jennifer Gardner movie. It's getting a lot of great, actually, Oscar buzz. They say it's very good. And another film, a smaller film, Hello, My Name is Doris. It's playing at the Avon Cinema in Providence. It didn't get a big distribution. I think this film only cost about less than $2 million to make. She took a salary cut to make this film. So more on that, because I definitely want to see this one, too. I love Sally Field. Anyway, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Let me tell you, you know, the promos of the show and everything, when you see the commercial on the trailer, it shows, you know, Tina Fey as a reporter. And she's talking about the first Afghan woman getting a driver's license, and the woman puts it in reverse, and she knocks over these barrels. But actually, I thought that it was going to be a comedy. But when I got into the theater and was sitting down and watching this wonderful actress, it was actually like a drama. And it was based on a true story of a female reporter and what she had to go through in covering the war in Afghanistan. And how it's very competitive, what goes on behind the scenes, you know, how to set up a story, how, you know, she went out and risked her life to get film so she could be on air, and the competitiveness between female reporters. And, yeah, I was just blown away by her performance. There wasn't anything funny about it. It was just really a great storyline. I mean, it was well written. It was well directed. It was well acted. I mean, seriously, if anyone gets an Oscar buzz, I mean, I love Sally Field, but I think Tina Fey would be nominated. I really have to say, if you want to see something really great, I mean, I haven't seen anything great in a long time, I would check this out. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is now playing in local theaters. You'll be pleasantly surprised. I am not kidding. It's just really a surprise that, I was just really blown away by her performance. Have you, Mike, been to the movies in a while, or what was the last movie you seen?
It's been a while since we've been to the movies. I can't remember what we saw.
Okay, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Yeah, I did want to see Risen, and we never got a chance to get out there and see it. Mm-hmm. I think with us, it's just sometimes tiredness. My wife is, it's either myself or my wife, or sometimes both of us. We're just tired at the end of the day, and we just go to bed, or we end up watching movies at home.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people do.
I don't want to say anything, but it's different these days when you're on a budget, going out and going to a movie, very expensive.
Right. So. Oh, yeah, I understand. I get that. I really do. I think that what I try to do is go out to a couple of fundraising events every month just to get out and about and support some local charities. And one, I had the pleasure of going up to my daughter Kelly invited me out to Twin River. Ooh. And because there was the Frank O'Donnell, his daughter was killed by a drunk driver, actually. Wow. And so he and this other parent who lost his daughter at 20, I think 18 or 19 years old or 20, I can't remember. But she also passed away of ovarian cancer. So Frank and this other person got together and formed this foundation. And matter of fact, when we take a break, I'll run out to my car and I'll name the two ginger dancing troupe or something like that. But anyway, they pay tribute every year, and they have a fundraising event to raise money for a foundation that they formed. And kids in local schools can apply for dance lessons, music lessons, any kind of creative arts, because that's what these two wonderful little girls enjoy doing. So Frank, I know him through my daughter Kelly, because he puts on a Christmas play every year, and he invites meteorologists. One week it'll be my daughter Kelly, and she'll be performing in his play. The next week will be Michelle Muscatello, and then the third week will be Tony Petracca. He always has like a meteorologist come on, and it's always great fun and everything. And of course, proceeds go to his wonderful daughter's foundation. And Frank is just a hell of a nice guy, really great, dedicated father, and just a phenomenal guy, just a really great, phenomenal guy. And came up to me, gave me a big hug. He goes, "Oh, hey, Kelly's mom, how are you?" Oh, no, actually, he said, "Hey, mom, how you doing?" That's what he said. So just a really great guy. And so I had an opportunity to see him, but also too in the lobby, I'm hearing music and I'm looking, and it's the rhythm sections with Max Riley, and that's my grandson, and he has a rock band now, and he's been playing out. He was playing out there in the lobby, and it was like, and he was playing Stairway to Heaven, and every song, it was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. But she surprised me with that, which was really, really a great treat to see my grandson. So he actually played, for an hour, and then they broke, and then we went into Frank's, the girls were performing. There was like an hour stage show, and the guys, the guys from Family Guy, they did a movie, I mean, like a 10-minute bit, all about Frank O'Donnell, and, it was just really hysterically funny, and they had Quagmire, and I mean, it was just really hysterical. You had to be there. It was a lot of fun. A great night for a great cause, and I told Kelly, I am so there next year. Just let me know, because it was just really great.
Can you eat there, too?
What?
Do you get a meal there?
No. It was just, I think it was from 6 to 8. And they had a live auction. No, I'm sorry. It's 6 o'clock. I mean, I left around 9:30 because I had to get back. It was a work day for me the next day. But I did run into a former WARA personality, Bruce Keller, was there. He's a magician. For 50 years, he said, and he performed, and I actually had a front row seat to see him perform. Unbelievable. So he is going to be coming on. I asked him to come on the show and talk about what his career as a magician and as a talk show host, too, back in the day. We worked together, and he was just phenomenal, phenomenal. So I have to take a quick break. I'm sorry. I was just gushing over the fact that it was such a phenomenal Tuesday night. So you never know. You just have to get out and about, and you run into all these wonderful people. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Have a first cup of coffee or a second cup of coffee on us. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you feeling stretched as a caregiver? Bristol Elder Services is sponsoring a free educational series to provide you with the tools you'll need to take care of yourself. The series takes place at Harmony Adult Day Health Center in Taunton on Wednesdays from March 2nd until April 6th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The Caregiver Help Book, developed specifically for the class, will be provided. For information or to register, contact Jody Souza at 774-627-1424. Class size is limited and pre-registration is required. That's 774-627-1424.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. Join the 38th annual Good Friday Walk for Hunger and Homelessness on Friday, March 25th. Over 1,000 walkers will step out from 13 sites in Providence, East Providence, North Providence, Newport, and Cranston beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. All walkers will converge at the Rhode Island State House, gathering together for a brief rally and refreshments at 11 a.m. If you'd like to walk the walk, visit the walk's website at www.goodfridaywalkforhungerri.org.
Oh man, I wish I could listen to Journey. Ah, the reason why I played Journey, I wanted Mike to play Journey, and we're going to play some Santana, is because they're actually coming to Mohegan Sun on April 15th. Can you believe that? But tickets, listen to this. Tickets are $90 and $120 to go. So I think I'll just be listening to them on my playlist. I won't be able to go to Santana and Journey. Although I did have an opportunity to see Santana about maybe 5 years ago. It was a 3.5-hour concert that was just absolutely one of the best concerts I have ever seen. So, but anyway, Journey and Santana is coming on April 15th to Mohegan Sun. And then the day before, Diana Ross is actually coming to the Providence Performing Arts Center, and I actually have tickets to go see her, so I'm excited about that. Iggy Pop is coming to the Orpheum Theater in Boston on April 11th. So a lot of people are touring in April, it seems. And if you get a chance, oh my gosh, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Now that's going to be something at the Wang Center, April 6th through the 8th. Oh, wow, stand-up movie. Now, see, I would really like to go to this, but again, tickets are, listen to this, to see Martin Short performing and Steve Martin. Tickets are like $68 to $178. I mean, seriously, folks, who can afford this? I don't know. I mean, it's just like really, it kind of like, holy cow, that's a lot.
Well, wait a minute. You got half of it already. You got your hair's already blonde. You just got to change your name to Trump.
Yeah, no, don't even go there. Don't even go there. Well, because it's Easter weekend, I just wanted to point out some free things you can do for the kids, as I always try to do, give you some family fun things to do. And actually, at the Bass Pro Shop in Foxborough today from 11 to 4, bring the family up for a free picture with the Easter Bunny. And they have an Easter egg hunt and arts and crafts, and that sounds like a lot of fun. The Harlem Globetrotters are coming into town this weekend, March 26th, so that's a lot of fun, too. They are very highly entertaining. And Sesame Street Live, Let's Dance on April 1st through the 3rd is at Providence Performing Arts Center. So if you have little ones that like Sesame Street, and I don't know who doesn't, check that out, too. And also, too, I wanted to mention, you know, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Jeff Kinney's story, Unlikely Story in Plainville, is getting a lot of national and international buzz. And he has these authors coming in to talk to people about how they, you know, create the stories, how they write children's stories and things like that. And Jeff Kinney's goal was, even though he said that, even though they don't live in New York City, he's trying to bring people from around the world, you know, to come in and to, you know, talk to people in Plainville, to bring the Boston, Plainville, Providence area people together. And he's trying to bring in some of children's literature's biggest stars to Plainville. That is his goal. And I think that that is just really great. So when it was asked, you know, like if he had a wish list of people, who would he like? And he said that he would like to have the author of the Wonder. He would like to have Shaquille O'Neal to come down because he wrote a book called Little Shaquille. And Little Shaq, I'm sorry. And then he said the holy grail of authors would be J.K. Rowling of the Harry Potter series. He said that would be really, really awesome. But I think that going forward, he said his whole thing is like he really wanted to have everybody to get have children read more and make this into a wonderful little place where children can come, they can sit and they can read, adults can go in there. I've gone there many times. Matter of fact, I picked up a few things for my granddaughters and the books. I always give my grandchildren, you know, little things, but also two books that I sign and I put a special message in. So I think that, you know, if you haven't been, Unlikely Story, it's right there in Plainville, and it's just a wonderful, warm, welcoming little place to go. And so you should check it out. I think it's really cool, and it's just really one of those wonderful little events. Speaking of events, we do have two fundraising events, and I do have to say, working for the Literacy Center on the Board of Directors for 9 years, I always have a special place in my heart for the Literacy Center in Attleboro. So local chefs and staff will maintain 14 different food stations Wednesday, April 13th at the third annual International Food Tasting at the Attleboro Elks Lodge in South Main Street in Attleboro. The Literacy Center event runs from 5:30 to 8, and tickets are only $15. There'll be a cash bar and music by our own DJ, Dominic Katoya. Woohoo! So, anyway, participants are Bliss Brothers, Boneyard Barbecue, which is awesome, J&L Catering, Morin's Catering. Let's see, we have Panera Bread, we have Coffee Roasters, we have Roach Brothers, Stop and Shop, Young's Catering, oh my God, Willow Tree, and many more people. And they actually have like three chefs from the U.S. Personal Chef Association will be there. And let me tell you, you can go up. I did this last year. I mean, they will ask you, do you have a question about cooking? Is there anything that you need to know? Would you like us to, you know, like, I mean, it's just really phenomenal. I get so excited. Let me back up a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, say, if you want to have it, like, I ask them, what is a basic marinara sauce? You know, because you look at recipes and everybody makes it, every chef makes it. And they told me the secret. They said, basically, there's just really three basic ingredients, you know, fresh garlic, basil, and fresh tomatoes or canned tomatoes. And you just cook all this up and you season it and everything, and that's a basic marinara. There's no secret to it. Whatever you add to it enhances it, they said. But keep it simple. And so, yeah, it was it's quite an event, and I encourage you to go and support the Literacy Center. It's just really, really a phenomenal thing. So that's happening April 13th. I know Dominic had Joan Ritchie, the executive director, on this week. I'll be having her on the Saturday before the event. She promised to call in. I asked her to come in, but like all my guests, I say to them, look, if you come in, I'll buy you breakfast. Most of them are busy afterwards, but that's okay. But I think that she'll be one of them that'll be coming in. Another one is an Attleboro comedian is going to be at the Plain Ridge Casino. I guess they call it Plain Ridge Park Casino in Plainville. Well, anyway, tonight he's going to have a show. And it's a fundraising event for Classy Lane Farms in Ontario, which killed more than 40 racehorses. I heard about this. Yeah. So anyway, what's happening is comedians around the country are trying to raise money for harness racing community and trying to buy more horses to rebuild that terrible, terrible, tragic fire. Yeah, the barn was locked, and by the time the folks got to the barn, it was just a devastating fire. I remember that.
Where was this again, Elaine?
Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
It was a horse farm that had all the racehorses there.
That's sad.
And 40 of them perished in this terrible fire.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was just really horrible. So anyway, Plain Ridge tonight, if you want to support this great cause. And actually, he's from Attleboro. So Michael Pettit is his name. And let's see. I'm trying to find what time it says. Begins at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $20, can be purchased right there. So you can just go in, have dinner, and support a good cause. So that'd be really, really great. A couple of other things. Bonnie Raitt, which is one of my favorite artists. She's really, really great. And we'll play some of her, too, later. But she'll be coming through town, too, and she took a hiatus because she had three tragedies. She lost her mother, and then a year later her father, and then her brother succumbed to cancer. And it just took a toll on her, and she was out on tour when all of this happened, and she decided to take a hiatus, did that, started writing again, and now she's coming on March 29th to the Orpheum Theater in Boston. So, she's coming March 29th at the Orpheum Theater. And she wrote Nick of Time, and like I said, we'll play some more. There's other people coming in. The Wonder Years, April 2nd, is playing at Lupo's. Smashing Pumpkins, April 9th at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. Rihanna's tour, if you have tickets, April 10th. At the TD Gardens, but you might want to check that because she's been canceling a lot of her shows due to production things, I guess she's saying. But I don't know what's going on with her. And just a heads up, make sure you check your tickets before you go up there because it might be postponed to another date. So those are just some of the things that are happening out and about. I do want to mention two more things, and we are up against a commercial break right now. But when we come back, there are two more fun things to do in the Attleboro area, Rocky Horror Picture and the Peanuts Gallery exhibition up at Patriot Place. But anyway, right now you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning. Rise and shine, folks. It's Saturday. So we will take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Join fellow parents of toddlers on Friday, March 25th from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. in the Norton Library Community Room for Read and Rise. Read and Rise is a free 6-week toddler literacy playgroup for children ages 2 to 3 run by Nancy Swerka from Self Help Inc. Space is limited. Pre-register with Nancy Swerka by email at nswirka@selfhelpinc.org.
Good morning. Welcome back again. When it's live radio, anything can happen, as I say, and the computer just went zip, and here we are again. But that's okay. Hey, Mike, you know what I wanted to tell you and all of you? Now, listen, I do enjoy a good donut once in a while. I can't do it all the time, but I've been in this routine of having these wonderful, like sitting before you get here in the morning to let me in, I sit in the parking lot and I have my coffee and I've been hooked on these little donuts, these little 6 mini white powdery sugar donuts. And today I was sitting there and before you came and everything, I put down the mirror to my car, the visor, I should say, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I had all this white all over my face. I look like somebody. I look like an animal that had rabies. Let's just put it that way. So just before you pulled it, I kind of wiped it off because I was like half asleep anyway, sitting in the parking lot drinking the coffee, and I just consumed like 3 of these things, and I got powdered sugar all over my mouth, and I looked at it, I said, "Oh my God, I look like I have rabies." Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Just one of those things. Anyway, our number here is 508-222-1320. Jim Corbin will be calling in a few moments and talking to us about, are we going to get any more snow? I mean,
what about that snowstorm last weekend?
Well, we're going to have to talk to him about that. And also, too, we've got so many things to talk to him about. April is coming up, and I will tell you about a prank I'm going to pull at work on April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Mm-hmm. Be wary. Be very wary on Friday. Coming up, be careful when people call you or say something to you. Yeah, I was going online and somebody had posted like 30 things that you can do for a joke for April 1st, April Fool's Day. And so this is what I'm going to do. I have a minute because we're early. And this is the one you can do at work, okay? I sent away for some brown construction paper, and I'm going to cut out like 30 letter E's. I'm putting them in a baking sheet, covering them with aluminum foil, bringing it to work, and I'm going to make an announcement that I have brownies. I have brownies at my desk. So when people come in and they lift up the lid, they're going to have brown E's, letter E, you see, instead of brownies, which is food source. So that was one of the safe things you can do at work. Other than that, the other things were kind of really invasive. But I think that this one here will be really funny. And so that's what I'm planning on doing for Friday, April Fool's Day. Anyway, online we have Jim Corbin. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
All right, Elaine. A little raspy voice. I have a slight sore throat this morning. Nothing serious, but... Other than that, no, I'm fine. I mean, but if I sound a little like a deeper voice than usual, that's probably what it is.
Oh.
But no, it'll go away. I usually get these every once in a while, and then they last like a few hours, and then they're gone. But anyway, no, I'm fine, and I hope everyone is fine on this one of the earliest Easter weekends we've had in many years, Elaine. Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah, I do, too. It doesn't feel like Easter because I'm always used to having it in April. And it just seems like, wait a minute, Easter is in March now?
Now, you know, I think a year ago I told you the definition of when Easter is. How they decide when Easter is?
Yes, it's when the Easter bunny comes to town.
<That's right. laughs> The chocolate bunny tastes the same whether it's in March or April, right?
Yeah, and sometimes they feel like it's been a year since they're on the shelf, and every year they restock them because they don't taste like chocolate that I knew growing up.
I remember as a kid, I talked about this with Dom yesterday, when you get the bunnies, I always thought you got ripped off when it was the hollow ones, the chocolate bunnies, or whatever they were, vanilla. But it was hollow in the middle, so you got gypped. You didn't get as much something to eat that you normally would, you know.
Right.
But, what actually it is, though, is it's the first Sunday after the first full moon that is after March 21st. So remember, we had the full moon on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
We had the full worm moon on Tuesday, this past Tuesday. And so that's why this is the first Sunday after that, tomorrow, the 27th.
Wow.
So if we have a full, say, a full moon that's that's like, say, April 15th next year, I don't know when it would be, but if it is April 15th or whatever, that would mean that the following Sunday, whenever that would be, is when Easter is. So it's actually due to astronomical reasoning why it varies. And, of course, this year being the 27th, tomorrow, there's always the issue of possibly getting bad weather like cold or snow or whatever. Fortunately, although it's not going to be warm tomorrow or today, at least we're not seeing any snow. So we're going to get up into the upper 40s today in the greater Attleboro area. Now, we are starting out mostly cloudy at the moment. There will be some sun mixed with clouds this afternoon, so it will get a little brighter. But again, it's all in the wind direction this time of the year. The wind's out of the north-northeast, so that's why temperatures will not get even to about 50 for a high temperature today. It's all still in the 30s right now in most locations. Now, tonight it's going to fall down into the 30s with partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, Easter Sunday, it will dawn at least partly sunny. I think it's not going to be a bright sun tomorrow, but at least there'll be somewhat more than today. And temperatures should get into the low 50s for Easter. So that's actually just about exactly the average for the 27th of March tomorrow. Again, if Easter were in mid to late April, like it sometimes can be, we've had temperatures in the 80s and even 90s. I think I might have mentioned this to you before. In 1970, Easter was on March 29th. I remember it as a little kid. And there was 7 inches of snow on Easter Sunday. And then 6 years later, Easter was April 21st, about as late as it ever could be, and it was 98 degrees. It was a hot, blistering Easter. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Anyway, so this one's going to be right in the middle, low 50s tomorrow. Does look like we're going to get some rain on Monday. So rainy days and Mondays might be letting us down, or getting us down, as the song goes. Temperatures will be in the low 50s, so it'll be kind of a cool rain. And then it's back to windy, drier weather with sun and clouds on Tuesday. Temperatures back into the 40s. Looks like a pretty good weather for Wednesday and Thursday, getting up close to 60, maybe the mid-60s on Thursday. And then you were talking about April 1st. Right now, it appears that we're in for some rain on the 1st, but not snow. Now, there is going to be a shot of cold air coming in the first few days of April behind that Friday event for April 1st. And if there is any precipitation involved with the cold air coming in, that would be, and as I said last week, that would be probably our last shot at getting some snow this winter, sometime around the 3rd, 4th, 5th of April.
Now, Jim, we already got our first April Fool's joke last Monday.
Oh, with the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't April 1st, so.
No, I know, but it's an early April Fool's joke.
No, I know. It's an early harvester. As I've said before, and many have said as well, all of the forecast, we observe over the years that if you have seasons, no matter what it is, whether it's summer and heat and not hot, or winters that don't have a lot of snow, a lot of times it's bookends. It's early and late. And so that's why I'm not surprised that we do have a possibility of, not a big storm at this point, but you know, some snowfall in early April, and the snow we had last week. But did you see how fast that snow melted away?
Yes, yeah. I think it's because the ground was still warm, right? It wasn't as cold as like in February or January, right?
Oh, yeah. That and the fact that the sun, once it came out, is pretty strong now this time of the year. It's like it is in early to mid-September, so it melted it off. And also, there was less water content. If you might remember, there were some forecasts of getting over 6 inches of snow from that last, you know, earlier in the week, whereas we only got about an average of about 3 inches, I think, in most areas. And so there was less water content, so it was much easier to melt it away. So that, again, could be the case in another week or so, maybe one more time. Of course, dare I say one more time. We've had snow, as I've said before as well, as late as May 9th back in 1977. So knock on wood, we're not going to get snow in May, but it has happened in the past on extremely rare occasions. But I don't think so this time.
Right, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you in that.
No,
but
sorry.
But I think that we've been blessed with a very mild winter this year, don't you think?
It's either close to the first or the second warmest winter in terms of December, January, and February on record. And that goes back, especially at Logan Airport, where the records have been kept since 1872.
Wow.
Although it wasn't always at Logan, it was downtown Boston. The records at T.F. Green go back to 1905. And it was the second warmest in that stretch, and it was amazing. Again, I'll say this again. I've said this before. It was unbelievable how the fact that we had one of the warmest winters ever, and yet we had one of the coldest Valentine's Day we've ever had. Remember when it was 9-10 below zero, even in the cities. T.F. Green and Boston both got to 9 below zero, the coldest temperatures in most locations in the cities since 1957. So it's kind of an interesting winter, how we had a couple of days where it was unbelievably cold for 2 days, but then the rest of the winter was really warm.
Warm
in quotes, obviously. It wasn't warm, but, you know, not mild, obviously, is the way to put it.
Right.
I must say this, though, Jim. That was like my kind of snowstorm.
Why? Because you didn't have to shovel it? You just let it melt away?
And it was gone quick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. I mean, remember the April Fool's storm in the late 90s? Almost 2 feet of snow, and even that was almost complete outside of piles. Most of the snow was gone in 2 days, even 2 feet. So you can see how the sun this time of the year really does the trick. And it won't be long before we start seeing the forsythias bushes. They're running. They probably will be running a little early this year. They usually seem, if I recall, it always seems to be around like about a week or two into April where we start to see them. But like you just mentioned, the fact that the ground is kind of warm for this time of the year, and the fact we had a warm winter, some of the bushes and the trees, I don't know if you noticed, just in the last couple of days, I have seen some of those maroon buds starting to show on some of those trees.
Oh, yeah, I think the crocus are up and the daffodils are
crocus
coming up.
The daffodils. Yep, there's some right here out where I am. There's the people next door have their daffodils are out. Again, not surprising, it faces south. So that's always a thing. If you like to plant, I said this before, I think I mentioned it to you last week, Elaine. If you have plants that you want to put out, and you know the spring plants, and you like to see them come up early because it makes you psychologically happy that flowers are coming up, always plant them on the south side of the house or the apartment, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, matter of fact, I'm looking out one of my windows now, and I can see them, the people next door, and it's right facing south. And they've been up for about a week.
Wow.
The daffodils and the crocuses are out as well across the street. There's a bank across the street from where I am, and in a little patch there's a bunch of crocuses coming up. So, again, and some of the other early plants. And it won't be long, like I said, before those yellow bushes, the forsythias, start coming out. And, in fact, I would take a wild guess, and I know you will end on this, probably by Wednesday or Thursday of next week when we get into the 60s, we'll probably start seeing some of those forsythias as we get a couple of warm days next week.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds really great. Thanks, Jim. Listen, are you doing anything for Easter, or are you just going with family and friends?
I'm going to go over to my brother's, I think, visit him over at Duxbury, the one that lives up here. Not going down to South Florida. and I'll probably eat a couple of chocolate bunnies.
That's what I was going to say. Peeps are chocolate, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you have an enjoyable holiday weekend. Well, for me, it's a holiday weekend. Excuse me. And I will talk to you next Saturday.
That sounds great. Happy Easter to you and your family, Jim. And thanks for calling in.
All right, Elaine, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. All right. We're going to take a quick break. I want to be on time so the computer can kick in and we can wrap up today. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Your open door is hope. Become a foster parent. Dare Family Services is seeking caring families to provide foster care for area children. While helping a child, you will receive excellent training, 24-hour support, and a tax-free stipend towards the child's care. Dare Family Services is a nonprofit agency which provides foster care for children throughout Massachusetts. For more information, please call 508-802-9515 or visit www.darefamily.org.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not work. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. Join the 38th annual Good Friday Walk for Hunger and Homelessness on Friday, March 25th. Over 1,000 walkers will step out from 13 sites in Providence, East Providence, North Providence, Newport, and Cranston, beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. All walkers will converge at the Rhode Island State House, gathering together for a brief rally and refreshments at 11 a.m. If you'd like to walk the walk, visit the walk's website at www.goodfridaywalkforhungerri.org.
All right, that's one of my favorite songs of Bonnie Raitt. It's called Nick of Time, and it's just really a really cool song, really grooving song for a Saturday morning. Good morning, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Invite you to call us and say hello, and hope your day is going well to getting it off to a great start. I have two more things to talk about with Out and Abouts, and the Peanuts cartoons are still going to be at the Hall of Patriot Place in Foxborough. The exhibitions runs through April 30th. And it's Charles Schwartz Museum that from Santa Rosa, California, brought in all these wonderful memorabilia and actually caricatures of all kinds of different things and photos and, you know, the pull the football from Charlie Brown game and all those wonderful characters are there. So you can see this exhibition. It's really great, and it's going to be running till April 30th. I can't believe April 1st is this coming Friday. So check that out. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, the reason why I am mentioning this, it's going to be playing on April 8th at 8 o'clock at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. It says it contains adult content, of course it does, and patrons are invited to bring all necessary props except for the rice. And the reason why they say that is in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I have never done this, but my kids going in high school, I remember them taking like loaves of bread, and I'm saying to them, what are you doing with the bread? And they were making toast, and they got my Uncle Ben's converted rice, and they had water. They had filled up their water guns, and they went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show at midnight in Warwick. And I'm saying, what are you doing? And they invited me to go every time, and I said, no, you guys go. No, you guys go. But basically, it's an interactive show. So if you actually go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you actually bring in these props, and you know what props they are. So April 8th at 8 o'clock at the Stadium Theater. I mean, it's only $11, but it's a real hoot. And I might just go to that, but just say that I could go and do that. So
I think another prop, Elaine, was the toilet paper.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Anyway, I think it's just going to be a really fun show to be interactive. And it's silly, and it's a musical, and it's really a riot. It really is a riot. So I think going up there and just bringing those props would be a hysterical thing to do. So anyway, our number here is 508-222-1320. And I can't believe this hour is just going by so quickly. It's just really amazing. I have a question for you all, too. I meant to ask Jim Corbin this, that if you were planning a trip to Europe, would your plans really change because of the terrorists that are going, all the terrorism acts that are happening throughout the other countries, like Belgium and France and other places around the world? Would that deter you from traveling to Europe? In my sister's case, she's very hesitant to travel to France. And actually, they were planning on going to Brussels for 2 nights there and was very concerned. I myself personally am going in June, and I'm not going to change my plans because of that. But how about you guys out there listening? Would that deter you from going, stopping? Going, you know, did you stop going to New York City because of the 9/11? You know, I mean, think about it. How would your life change because of all these recent terrorist attacks? Does it affect you? Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out to you because that was in the news this week and everything, too. So anyway, we have a caller on, and we're going to take that right now. So good morning, caller. How are you today?
I thought you know. Mike knew who I was.
Hi there, Bruce. How are you? It's great to see you. Or hear from you, I should say.
I was going to say I'm waving loudly.
Yeah. What's happening in your young life? Tell me something good.
Well, I just called to wish you a happy Easter.
Oh, Bruce, thank you. That is so nice of you. Happy Easter to you, too. Are you doing anything special? Are you going out, or what are you doing?
Staying live.
You what?
I'm going to stay quiet.
You're going to stay quiet. Yeah, I know.
I had a tooth extracted yesterday.
Ooh.
And my jaw is still quite sore.
Oh.
So pre-planning paid off. I didn't plan anything for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Nor was I invited to any place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have a quiet day at home.
Right, right. Good for you.
But mm-hmm. the waving loudly.
You're waving.
Years ago,
yes.
I when I worked in Pittsfield, there was I worked in an old school building, and I got friendly with a guy that taught shop on the second floor. We always exchanged insults as I passed up and down the stairs. And he said, "I saw you the other day." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I waved." And I said, "A lot of good that did me, huh?" He said, "No, but I waved loud."
Oh, only you and I can get that joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, he drove by blowing his horn.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God, Bruce, that's too funny. Oh, my God. Oh. Hey, listen, have you been getting out and about? I know that you had moved to North Attleboro. Have you been exploring the town of North Attleboro down there with Mackey's and everything? Have you been out there?
It's still within walking distance.
Good. Good.
And I think when we get done here, I'm going to call up and see what the breakfast specials are this week.
Mm.
And then I'm going to get dressed and take care of Karis and go overindulge.
Very good. Yeah, I wish I could go and join you. I will do that sometime after Easter, but I've got a lot of running around to do and housework to do. So before...
Actually,
yeah.
After I go, I'm going to go to Easter sunrise service tomorrow morning.
Oh, are you?
And I figure this is safe.
Yeah.
This guy can't fall in. Whereas, yeah, with me entering a church, we have to be careful the roof doesn't cave in.
Oh.
But I think we're a little bit safer at Cape Run Park.
I think so, too. What time is the service, do you know?
Some ungodly hour.
Some ungodly, like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.?
No, 6:30 or something like that.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Well, that is great. I'm glad that you're going to go and do that. That's great. You need to be around people. A lot of people, kiddo.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and I appreciate you calling me. I do. Thank you.
I'll talk to you again during the week. Maybe meet you for breakfast one morning.
Yeah. Yeah, count on it. That'd be awesome. I know next week I can't. I have we have somebody here from Shanghai, China, and I'm picking her up at the hotel, and we're going to spend the day. And she wants to go.
You should bring her to a real American breakfast.
Well, actually, we're having breakfast at the hotel, and then I'm taking her. Guess where she wants to go? Rentham Premium Outlets, of course. They love to, when people from other countries come here, they love to go to Rentham Outlets. They say that the prices of everything are much cheaper here, and she is looking forward to going shopping to take back to her family. So I promised her next Saturday that I would I'd get up early after the show, zoom down to Providence, would have breakfast, and then I'm going to spend the day with her and drop her back off Saturday around 4:30 or 5, she said. So I've got a full shopping day. I got to put my sneakers on next week because I'll be doing that. But the week after that, we'll have to do that then.
Work hard this week so you can pay for everything at the mall.
Oh, not me. I'm not buying. I'm her hostess with the mostest, as they say. I'm the goodwill ambassador for my country, for our company, I should say. But that's about it. No, I can't go up there, my friend, and spend. No way. Nope. But
better you than me.
I hear you. But we'll have to do that the week after that, then. Taxes are April 15th, maybe the 16th. We can get together and do that. That'd be great. All right?
Talk to you later, Elaine.
Happy Easter. Thank you so, so very much for calling in, Bruce. You're always welcome here. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. All right, Bruce, that's great. So everybody out there, I mean, our time is just almost up. It's just really been going so fast, so quickly and everything. I can't believe it. But Easter is coming. Just a quick reminder for the Attleboro Police Department. I want you to make sure that you lock your cars and make sure that your homes are secure. It's unfortunate that there are people out there that are breaking into homes and cars. So please just be aware, and I can tell you right from, the police officers I talked to yesterday that there's been an increase in home invasions and car break-ins. So just be aware, be careful, be safe. If you see something, say something, as they say, and, just watch out for each other. Then that's what you got to do. Anyway, we're about ready to wrap up, and I know you got a song going out for us. Okay, great. Yeah, and we're going to do a Bonnie Raitt song before we leave too, because it's just a cool kind of chilling kind of day, and I want to wish all of you a very happy, happy Easter holiday. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show Out and About with Elaine will be on from 7 to 8 a.m., a music interlude from 8 to 9, and then Dave Kane will be on from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening to Out and About with Elaine. And meet me back here next Saturday for another edition of Out and About with Elaine. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Take us out, Mike.
To WARA 1320 AM Attleboro.